You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at WUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at WUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. I am your host, Gail Smith, and today we are going to be talking about Hectic Knife. Hectic Knife is the plot about a put-upon knife-wielding vigilante who protects the city from scum, baddies, and a new supervillain hell-bent on world domination, Piggy Doctor. Here's a soundbite.
The world we live in is not what it seems. There are evil forces lurking beneath the surface. Criminals.
Gotta love drugs.
Look at me, I'm a hooker or something.
Maniacs. And the insane. So sinister is developing, not even the law can neutralize it.
I would Sierky!
But there is one man.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
Who will stand up and bring justice down on those who deserve it.
Motherfucker!
You're dying, I don't give a fuck. In fact, I'm happy about it.
But so. When you live on the edge.
Oh, I'm gonna blow my brains out with the gun!
Anything can happen.
Look at me, I'm a big fucking idiot.
My name is Hectic Knife. People say I'm a...
Alright, so Hectic Knife is an interesting film in that it is a... meditative farce with... that's also the love child of Joe Dante and David Lynch. But somehow it's still not that good. It 82 minutes, it feels its length. It feels... you feel how long it is. And really the problem with it is it stems from, you know, jokes that just go on a little, you know, way too long. And... however, at its core, it has a bonkers premise. Which is kind of what you need for a trauma movie. In general, in that you have, you know, a silly premise, a silly, you know, world, and a out-of-the-box character, out-of-the-box, you know, the out-of-the-box thinking style character, you know, and while also maintaining a kind of low-budget quality, and this movie has that quality. You get the sense that this was very much a homemade movie. You get the sense that this was all done in one city, and it is silly, and it is, you know, like I said earlier, it's a meditative farce. It, you know, has a lot of trippy visuals, lots of weird imagery, and really, you know, over the top jokes and ideas, and while I don't think I personally would liked this, you know, style of filmmaking, I don't really care for it. I think I know that the trauma audience out there, and I know just not just them, but other people would get into this movie. I can see this movie being a cult film, in that this will grow an audience and become and subvert everything and subvert, you know, cult movies, very much like what Troma has done with, you know, Cannibal the Musical and The Toxic Avenger and Romeo and Juliet. So with that said, I do recommend this movie more towards the Troma audience rather than normal audiences. because I do think this works perfectly in the trauma category and the trauma catalog. So I don't recommend this movie particularly for, so yeah, it's a fine movie if you're looking for something from the trauma catalog. Anything else, it's kind of just, you know, a meditative farce. It's just, you know, a movie that, you know, that probably should have been more of a short film and probably would have been more interesting as a proof of concept. However, I do think people would like this movie as a cult type film, and honestly, that's all I can give. Now, if you are interested in the movie, you can check out the film already on Amazon Prime and on Troma Now. But the Blu-ray and a limited run VHS will be out on January 9th. Please check out the link to the website below on how to get more information on buying the Blu-ray and a physical copy of the movie. Also, I did an interview with Greg DeLiso, the co-writer and director of the movie, and it was a fun interview. He was really, you know, very giving on his time. I appreciate it. We talked a lot about the production and took some of the jokes in the movie, and I highly recommend checking that out. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back with you soon for more podcasts regarding the Christmas releases and best of 2017. And we'll probably do one on the new Insidious movie eventually. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you soon.